Both Logalog and Gergan Spearbach had told the meeting of Gormad Tun's death and everything they had seen of Damag Warfang and his rapscallions. All eyes turned to Major Perigord and Arvin, who were already deep in conversation. The Squiddle warrior, as champion of Redwall, would naturally be consulted on the Abbey's defence. Finally, Perigord leaned forward, nodding his head shrewdly.
We've defeated those vermin at Salamandastra not so long ago. But you'll forgive me saying, we had the full force of the Long Patrol and Lady Craigor Rose Eyes full of blood wrath when we did it. How many rapscallions do you estimate Damag has on call?
Logalog scratched his head reflectively.
Best ask Gergan. He's seen him firsthand.
Aye,
said the water hog.
We've watched them on the move and when they camped. Oft times they look to number like leaves in an autumn gear. Hark now, 'tis not my wish to affright these gentle red warders, but my mate Roughtip, she counted them as they moved out from the coast. Damag Warfan has a few score, or 1,000 to do his bidding.
A stunned silence settled upon Cavern Hole. No beast had envisaged a vermin army of more than 1,000 on the march. Arvin shot Major Perigord a quick glance. Something had to be done before panic set in. Perigord understood and rose to the occasion.
Well now, chaps, that sounds like a tidy old bunch, what? However, there was half that number again when they came at Salamandastron. Ships too, but we still managed to send the rotters packing. Main thing is not to be scared by numbers. After all, 'tis quality that counts, not quantity.
Pellet the Dormouse challenged him.
You could stand here all night talking like that, but it still won't stop all those rapscallions attacking Redwall. Point is, what are you going to do about it besides talk, eh?
Abbas Tansy glared frostily at Pellet.
Perhaps, sir, you would tell us what you propose to do.
All the Dormouse could do was bluster in his own defence.
I ain't no fighting beast, marm. Most of us Abbey dwellers don't know the first thing about battling. What do you expect us to do?
Arvin stood up slowly, frowning at Pellet, who cringed under the Redwall champion's stern reproof.
Major Perigord has pledged himself and his patrol to help us. I would expect that you have the good manners to give him a hearing, unless you have a better and more helpful suggestion to assist your abbey in this crisis.
Pellet lowered his eyes and shrugged. The abbess smiled apologetically at Perigord.
Forgive the interruption, Major, you were saying?
But the hare had slightly lost track of his speech. To gain time, he stroked his whiskers thoughtfully and pursed his lips. Suddenly, all eyes turned on Tammo. He rose and walked round to stand beside Arvin, gazing at the great sword that lay upon the table. In a calm, measured voice, he began speaking.
Aye, sire, it shall be as you say.